This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. This year, Oregon high school students face Common Core, Smarter Balanced, Standardized Testing. It's based on a curriculum new to them. Poor scores are expected. Anya Kamenetz writes about education for NPR and is the author of several books on education. She says parents are losing patience with these tests. Earlier this week, she spoke with me from her New York City home. Anya, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Claude.
You've written these tests are designed to assess students and hold teachers, schools, districts, and states accountable. What's wrong with that?
The psychometricians and other experts I talk to who put these tests together say that they're being used in ways that they were never intended to be. In fact, the ways that you would design a test to learn about a particular student's achievement at a point in time are very, very different from what you would use to look at a whole population. And yet high-stakes tests unite all of those purposes into one.
In an op-ed piece in our daily paper, a retired Eugene High School teacher wrote, "These tests impede effective learning and teaching."
That is a very widespread sentiment among many, many experienced and high-performing teachers and administrators across the country whom I have spoken with. And the reason for that is pretty simple. When you take a professional who's doing their job and you drop in a test that was created outside of where they work and does not speak to the needs of the individual student or the curriculum, then you're essentially choosing a yardstick that person did not choose for themselves. And I think that any professional would object to that type of sanction imposed on the way that they do their work, not to mention the time it takes to prep students for the tests and to manage the emotional fallout that they cause afterward.
Anya, you've written these exams are unfair to minorities and other disadvantaged groups. How?
Well, that's a real bone of contention because No Child Left Behind, which passed in 2002, the biggest argument in its favor was in fact the idea that it would increase scrutiny on the so-called achievement gap, and that would be by forcing schools to report out the test results of minority groups and low-income groups, that we would then pay more attention to the achievement of those groups. But in fact, what's happened instead is there hasn't been much change in the achievement gap. There certainly hasn't been a lot of changes in resources. Child poverty is higher than it was a dozen years ago. And yet, there's so much association with these students failing, and the idea of failed schools and failed students has not been helpful for the overall cause of improving students' achievement.
Anya Kamenetz writes on education in books and on NPR. She'll speak on high-stakes school testing in Eugene April 1st. You've also deplored that the tests narrow the curriculum and crowd out instruction other than English and math.
That's a finding that researchers have seen in many different places. They only cover reading and math skills, and they only cover a small subset of those skills because these tests are largely cheap. They're mostly machine gradable, and that means that they're multiple choice. So the number of different subjects and skills and content areas that we'd like to cover that we know are really important but that aren't covered on these tests is a really, really long list, from arts curriculum to physical education to character skills like grit and perseverance to 21st century skills like communication, collaboration, and comfort with technology. None of these skills are covered on the tests that schools are responsible for.
Parent advisory groups like United Opt Out National are urging resistance to these tests. What's your advice to parents?
I leave it up to parents to choose for themselves. Parents are taking that action for a variety of reasons, mostly personal conviction, but in many cases as well because their students are suffering from the tests. They have emotional reactions to the tests, and they feel that by letting go of the test requirement for tests that don't actually mean that much to individual students, that it's going to be better for their education and their attitude towards education in the long run.
Anya, in Oregon, a certificate of additional mastery was introduced in high schools in the early 1990s. Then came the No Child Left Behind regimen and now Common Core. This, even as diminished school funding, created larger classes and shorter school years. Some see this as an assault on public education. Do you agree?
There certainly is a large area of interest among venture capitalists, many others with money to invest, who really see that by diverting the huge amount of public money that we spend on education into private hands through a variety of different kinds of vendors and service providers, that they're going to make a huge amount of money through the quote-unquote transformation of public education.
Anya Kamenetz is the author of several books on education, most recently, The Test, Why Our Schools Are Obsessed with Standardized Testing, But You Don't Have to Be. She'll speak at Tsunami Books in Eugene, April 1st at 7 p.m. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.